I want to read this passage, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but essentially Paul writes, you can have tongues of angels, you can have all these gifts, you can have all these incredible things, but if you do not have love, you have nothing. And then here we have in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, it says, now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. This morning, I just want to look through these three words, faith, hope, and love. And then we're going to bring it around to Jesus being the center of everything. Amen? Faith is the state of believing in, trusting, and relying upon the goodness and the faithfulness of God. It is believing in, it is trusting, and it is being able to lean back on, rely upon the goodness and the faithfulness of God. My dad likes to say it like this. He says, faith dares to believe God. Faith dares to trust that God will come through. Faith dares to believe that He will turn what is water into wine. Faith dares to believe that He can take an ocean and part the sea for your freedom. Faith dares to believe that He can solidify, for lack of a better term, the water to walk on. Faith dares to believe that God is a God of miracles, that God is a God of breakthrough, that God is a God of the impossible. It puts our faith, our reliance, and our trust in the goodness and faithfulness of God. Hebrews 11, chapter 1 says this, says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and it is assurance about what we do not see. Faith is confidence in what we hope for, and it is assurance about what we do not see. Faith is the tangible reality of that which we hope for. Hope is this word that is so important for the action of faith to be released in our lives. Because faith is the confidence, or it's the substance of that which we hope for. The wisdom of the world says, don't get your hopes up. The wisdom of God says, get them sky high. In fact, He says, set your minds on things above, not on the things of this earth. We are a hopeful people. One preacher says, he who has the most hope has the most influence. Because hope takes impossible situations and says, I can see breakthrough. Hope is the expectation of the goodness of God without substance, without clarity, or without reality in the present moment. Hope cannot see the next step, but it looks on and says, I know all things are possible. That's why faith is what we believe about the hope that we have. Because our hope is not useless. You can put your hope in the world and it will fail. You can put your hope in a human being and they will disappoint. But our hope is on Jesus. Our hope is on is an expectation of the goodness of God regardless of what's in front of us. Hope is the expectation of the goodness of God when the blind folds on and we have to take the next step. And faith enacts the reality of that which we're hoping for. You do not hope for that which you have. You hope for that which is to come. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of the goodness of God that we do not see. Faith is the clarity for what we cannot see, and faith is the reality of what is not yet current in the present moment. Hope says, it's not over, you have a future. I don't know what you're walking through, but hope today tells you it's not over. You have a future. And with Christ, we have a daily hope. And with Christ, thank God, we have our blessed hope that one day all things will be made right. That one day there'll be no more hurting. There'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more darkness. There'll be no more evil. Our hope is in the author and the finisher of our faith. Our hope is in the one who created us and sustains us. Our hope is in the eternal goodness and the glory of God found in the Savior Jesus. Amen? In love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is generous. Love is humble. Love is honorable. Love is peaceful. Love rejoices in the truth. Love revels in righteousness. Love protects. Love hopes the best. Love perseveres. And ultimately, love is selfless. It's agape love. A life laid down, the kind of love that would die upon a cross for sinful people like you and me. Jesus is the foundation and the substance of love. And we as his body are the embodiment of that love. Our faith is in Jesus. Our hope is in Jesus. And we are called to love and live like Jesus. Because it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. The book of John, chapter 1, verses 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not, cannot, will not overcome it." Jump down to John 1:12. It says, "To all who did receive him, to those who believed or put faith in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. For those who put their faith, those who believe in Jesus, the light of the world, for those who put their trust in him, they have become children of God. And if you become a child of God, you walk in the inheritance of God. And when you walk in the inheritance of God, the one who created all things, you walk in the inheritance of the one to whom all things are possible." You see, the Word is Jesus. He's the living Word. Jesus has eternally existed. Jesus is God. Jesus is the doorway in which creation entered through. Jesus is life, and Jesus is light, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot, will not overcome it. Darkness exists. Moral darkness is running rampant. Spiritual darkness is turning it up a notch. There is demonic forces. The Bible teaches us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of darkness. There is an enemy. They call him the thief, who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. His assignment is destruction, division, devastation. We are living in a world that is seemingly growing darker and darker, but thank God that we are the light bearers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is the light of the world, and the darkness cannot overcome Him, because in the darkness, Jesus is the hope of the world. In the darkness, Jesus is what our eyes can be set upon, no matter if we can see what we're walking into. Jesus is the light at the end of the tunnel. When you walk into a dark room, where do you look for help? You look for the light. Because the light produces an opportunity of hope. If you're in utter darkness and not sure where to go, you look for the light to give you a pathway to escape or to move on or to move out of. Because in the darkness, the light is the hope of the world. Danny, can you bring me my little tool? Thank you, friend. And what we want to accomplish as a church, as the embodiment of the love of God, is to be a city on a hill, is to be hope in the darkness. Friends up the back, could you please remove the light? You see, in darkness, you can always see hope. And I don't know what you're walking through. I don't know if you walked in on a rolling chair and you can't walk. I don't know if you're $200,000 in debt. I don't know if your marriage is on the verge of destruction or it's been destroyed. I don't know the darkness that you're facing personally. Of course, we're all aware of the darkness we're facing worldwide. But what I do know is that when it's dark, you can always see the light. And when you set your attention on the light, when you set your attention on the hope, it says, it's not over. You have a future. It is not over. You're not done. If there is breath in your lungs, you're not done. If these families on the corner of Nashville don't have food, friends, there is hope. His name is Jesus. He's Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. If you are sick, He is your hope. He is your healer. Take your eyes off the light and you'll be stuck in the dark. But don't be a fool. Turn your eyes, search, do whatever you need to do and look for the light. Because if you can find the light, friend, you can find your future. You can find your breakthrough. You can find hope in the author, the finisher, the great I am, the Son of the living God, Jesus. There is no other name in heaven and earth by which men can be saved, healed, and delivered except the wonderful, powerful, mighty name of Jesus. He's the light of the world. He's hope. In 1 John 5:5 says, who is he that overcomes the world? It is he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. It's he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Our faith is in the hope of the world. It's not in government. It's not in doctors. It's not in your job or your business or your family. Your hope is Jesus. And you put your unwavering belief and trust and reliance upon the hope of the world, who will not disappoint, Jesus, who is the love of God manifest in the earth, who is a present, tangible reality in your lives. He is a love that saw it fit to lay down his life and everything in it so that you could find freedom. And we are the embodiment of that love, empowered by the spirit of that love to go into the world and be a kind of love that would lay down its life, that would lay down our ambition, that would lay down our resource, that would lay down our personal desires, ultimately, first and foremost, that people might find the light. We are the ambassadors of Christ. We are endued with power from on high to be a witness to the world in whatever that looks like. Love is not love if it's just language. Love embodies this thing called a verb. It is a doing word. True love requires us to get up out of our chair, requires us to get up out of our comfort and say, I'm gonna reach our world. We're gonna feed the bellies of these children. We're gonna build a facility that hosts and houses the presence of the Almighty. We are going to keep reaching out into Franklin and into Nashville and into Kentucky and into Chattanooga. I don't know where we're going to go, but we will not stop. We will be uncompromising in the word of God. We'll be unashamed in the worship of God. We will be unrelenting in our commitment to advance the gospel, and we will be unconditional in our love for the people of this world. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give Jesus praise this morning. You can light us back up, boys. Sheesh. I guess this is why we're in the world, and this is when we get to heaven. You know, I want us to watch a story of a young man's life that was dramatically transformed because of the love of this house. I remember the day he walked into the building for the first time. He was sitting 1, 2, 3 rows back, right where Ethan's sitting. Sitting next to Chris Peterson. It was either there or it was right where Andrew's sitting. One of those two chairs. I think it was where Andrew and Courtney are. I remember it to the day. As we began to worship and speak the word, I could see the presence of God touching him. You see, as a pastor, you watch people walk in all the time. You never know whose life's going to be turned upside down and who's going to walk out and never come back. But to see the young man in this story still here, a part of our church, life transformed, making ways to step out and be a missionary to America, this is a story that is in direct impact of the love of this church that's laid down its life, its resource, so that we can continue to do what we do and see lives after lives after lives changed. Let's watch this video really quick.